Border Crossers Flying for Free into U.S. with Help from Catholic Charities. By John Binder on May 8, 2021. Border crossers are flying on commercial flights for free into the United States, with the help of Catholic Charities, after first sheltering at paid-for hotel rooms along the U.S.-Mexico border, a new report details. A report by the Daily Mail reveals the extent to which non-governmental organizations, NGOs, such as Catholic Charities of San Diego, California, the Shapiro Foundation, and the TripAdvisor Foundation, are facilitating the release of border crossers into the U.S. interior, thanks to President Joe Biden's administration and often funded by American taxpayers. In Southern California, for instance, Biden officials in the state have worked out an operation that places border crossers into free hotel rooms at $71 to $90 a night. A similar scheme in Arizona and Texas, costing $86 million in total, is costing taxpayers about $72,000 per border crosser. The Southern California operation first provides the free hotel rooms to border crossers who stay for sometimes less than 48 hours before Catholic Charities puts them on commercial flights, for free, into the U.S. interior. The migrants, as the Daily Mail reports, are often headed to Los Angeles, California, New York City, New York, and Boston, Massachusetts. Every day, according to Catholic Charities, border crossers are taken on buses to Yuma, Arizona, and San Diego airports. Then, those border crossers board commercial flights into the U.S. interior that are either paid for by Catholic Charities or a group called Miles for Migrants, which is funded by the Shapiro Foundation and the TripAdvisor Foundation. The report notes more than 700 border crossers thus far have passed through the hotels in Southern California before taking off on commercial flights to resettle into the U.S. interior. Every day, Catholic Charities told the Daily Mail, nearly 50 new border crossers arrive to take shelter before leaving for the U.S. interior on the commercial flights. As Breitbart News reported last month, from February 19 to April 22, the Biden administration has flown about 7,200 border crossers into the U.S. interior on domestic commercial flights. Border crossers are allowed to bypass photo identification requirements, boarding flights without a photo ID, and do not have to prove they are negative for the Chinese coronavirus. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.